Now, sometimes the manipulation of language is designed to excuse and eventually to normalize aberrant behavior. Remember back in 1999 when a popular president obliterated the boundaries of English and even managed to redefine the present tense of the verb to be.
The statement that there was no sex of any kind, in any manner, shape or form of President Clinton was an utterly false statement. Is that correct?
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
How he ever recovered from that one statement is beyond me, still after all these years. Now, fast forward to the present day language manipulation directly impacting our Second Amendment rights. Now, Biden's nominee to head the ATF unwittingly revealed how Democrats have used language to deprive us of basic freedoms when senators today pinned him down.
Do you believe in banning assault weapons?
I do, sir.
Okay. Define assault weapons.
Assault weapons would be something that members of Congress would define.
Well, how do you define it? You're going to be running the agency.
Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is,
what is your
dozens
definition
of pages.
Of an assault?
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you want to answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
Oh, when Senator Tom Cotton got his shot, he hit a bullseye.
Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
I know there's a Demand Letter 3 program, which requires multiple reports. ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
I'm amazed that that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today.